In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Children are a prevailing theme and focus in our Palm Sunday celebration. Children are featured prominently in the hymns and the iconography of this feast. Matthew mentions them specifically in his gospel, and they remind us of the purity and joy of God's love. Most of us remember from the gospel the time Jesus was preaching. He was actually telling the publican and Pharisee parable at the time. And when he was interrupted by moms bringing toddlers and infants just to be with Jesus, just to be in the Savior's presence. And the disciples, they're all irritated about it. And they start to rebuke and dismiss the moms and their kids. Of course, Jesus is having none of that. Jesus takes the children in his arms and he holds the babies and he blesses them. And then Jesus turns to the disciples and to the crowd gathered and he says these words. And mind you, he's holding a baby at the time. We sometimes forget that. And he says, "Let the little children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of God." And then Jesus doubles down with, "Unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you'll never enter." That's a big sentence. The standard of faith by which adults find the kingdom of God is that of toddlers and infants, not the other way around. And much has been written and spoken about what qualities these infants and these toddlers have, and what qualities they don't have that allow them to be particularly suitable for the kingdom of God. Young children lack conceit. They lack envy and pride. They lack judgment. They lack arrogance, and they lack prejudice. And young children are filled with forgiveness and humor and genuineness and kindness and above all, love. So today I want to look at one quality children have and another quality they don't have that make kids particularly suitable for the kingdom of God. And the quality a child has that I want to reflect on is their sense of curiosity and wonder, which is really a single quality. Curiosity and wonder. That childlike ability to see life and to see creation as continually new and amazing and wow. You know, everything is wow when you're young. That this life is so much bigger than me all the time, every time I open my eyes or my ears. When we lived at seminary, Rachel was a toddler, and we took her for a walk once. It happened to be trash day. And every single house we got up to, as we pushed her stroller, she'd start vibrating, "Trash can, trash can, trash can." And then she'd calm down. We get to the next house, "Trash can, trash can." Every trash can was amazing, and the next house had one too. It was mind-blowing to her that the world could be such a wonderful place. Every flower is new to a child. Every bug is worth exploring. Every song is magic. Every food that's given to them, they feel it in addition to eating it. Every blade of grass, every pair of shoes, every firefly they get curious about. I mean, this curiosity leads to an open heart, which leads to a sense of wonder, which leads to love, which leads to love. And if that's true of how a child approaches creation, it's all the more true about how we approach other people. Author and spiritual director Chelsea Forbrook once said, "If we're not curious about other people, there's no chance of loving them." If we're not curious about other people, there's no chance of loving them. And it's true. When we approach someone with genuine, open curiosity, and we're talking about not idle curiosity, but about who they really are and what their story is and what makes them tick and are curious about their hopes and their fears, that's where genuine love begins. That's where genuine love begins. And if that's true about how we approach creation, and it's true about how we approach other people, it's got to be even more true about how we approach God. how we approach God. To approach God with curiosity and wonder is to have the faith of the child that Jesus held in his arms. And again, we're not talking about idle curiosity, like, I wonder what that is, and then move on. I mean an open-hearted curiosity that wants to take it in, to take in the newness that is encountered. And that's why the church celebrates children so much on Palm Sunday. When the kids came out to greet Jesus, they didn't have a clue about the theology of what was going on. That's not why they came. They saw a beautiful, gentle man on a donkey. And they probably heard a story or two from mom and dad about miracles and maybe feeding the hungry. And they were caught up in the celebration of palm branches and clothes being laid out. You know, that's love. That's curiosity. That's wonder. What these kids didn't bring is an agenda. They didn't come with preconceived certainties about what the Messiah was supposed to be like. And that's a pitfall that children avoid much better than adults. The pitfall of certainty. Certainty. Now, you might wonder, what's wrong with certainty? Theologian Joanne Nasser once wrote, "Nothing blocks a growing faith more than certainty." When it comes to faith, certainty means, at this point in my life, I've got God all figured out. That's what certainty means. The scribes and the Pharisees were quite certain about what the Messiah would be like. They wanted a powerful military and political leader who would kick out the Romans and govern Israel the way they wanted Israel governed. They had God all figured out and were certain about it. And their certainty blinded them from having a genuine and open and curious heart about how God might actually come into the world. Gentle and meek and receptive and kind and loving everyone, the demon possessed, loving prostitutes and tax collectors and adulterers and lepers, and those Romans. So certain were the chief priests that this is not how God should be, that they not only plotted to put Jesus to death, but poor Lazarus, who had just been raised from the dead. Nothing blocks a growing faith more than certainty. Certainty leaves no room for mystery. Certainty leaves no room for curiosity. Certainty leaves no room for wonder, those childlike qualities essential to the kingdom of God. And that's why in the Stichira, the hymn that the choir will sing at communion in just a little bit, we're going to hear this contrast right in one of the stanzas. It'll say, "The priests looked on with envy while the children praised him in song. One group came with certainty, the other brought wonder, wonder." To come to Palm Sunday like a child is to come with a sense of wonder, no matter your age. It's to approach the gentle Savior with a curious heart, open to the ways God is choosing to work in the world and in your own life. To enter Palm Sunday as a child is to take up palm branches in celebration, not knowing ahead of time how Jesus is going to pull off victory through the sufferings that still await us. Those children with the palm branches and with their songs remind us that to receive the kingdom as a child is to receive with curiosity, with a sense of wonder, and a heart open to the mysteries of God. Amen.